Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader. Freedom Day began at precisely 1 minute past midnight in the clubs of England, where people had queued up to reclaim the right to dance all night. Maybe that's why the tube wasn't quite as busy as had been expected first thing this morning. Up until 9 a.m, passenger numbers were about 40% of pre-pandemic levels, and that's similar to many recent days. Bus ridership was slightly higher than the trend at 69%. But there's certainly been no rush to get back to the office. It may be Freedom Day, but many remain nervous.
I don't think it's a good idea, you know. Still, we have a lot of COVID cases, much more here in London. I feel very uncomfortable. People, they're not wearing masks, you know. And some people, they don't care. So they must understand, you know, they have to wear the mask.
With what's gone on over the past week, with the numbers rising, I feel like we're just going to end up back in lockdown anyways. Personally, anyways. I feel like once all the nightlife reopens, we'll blame that and then we'll reopen again. And we'll be back in lockdown again.
To be honest with you, I'm still wearing mine like I do normally. Whenever I go in shops and things, I'm still wearing it. So we've got to be careful for now. So as far as I'm concerned, masks are still the same.
And then the pinging began. The NHS COVID app has been alerting people who have been exposed to the bug. Iceland says it had to shut some stores. The Green King pub chain has closed some bars. And Vauxhall reduced shifts at its Luton plant. Well, with me now is our political editor, Nicholas Sesso. Nicholas, is this day going as the government had planned?
Today has been more muted than ministers were expecting a few weeks ago. Britain is now seeing the third wave of COVID and is going to be by far the largest wave. We're talking about 100,000 to 200,000 cases a day, according to the experts. So some of the fizz has gone out of Freedom Day.
And of course, at the weekend, the Health Secretary Sajid Javid confirmed that he has coronavirus. And that caused some problems for the Prime Minister and the Chancellor, who were not going to self-isolate. And then they were?
Yes, so initially, the Prime Minister and the Chancellor announced that they would be taking part in a pilot project where you don't have to self-isolate, but you're regularly tested to check you haven't got the virus. And you can carry on working, but with limited work, so you don't have your full range of meetings. But there was such a backlash, particularly on Twitter and in the media, that they did a very, very quick U-turn and they have now decided to self-isolate.
Hi, folks. Like so many hundreds of thousands of other people across the country, I've been pinged. I've been asked to self-isolate by the test, trace and isolate system after I've been in contact with somebody who has COVID. In this case, of course, the Health Secretary, Sajid Javid. And we did look briefly at the idea of us taking part in the pilot scheme, which allows people to test daily. But I think it's far more important that everybody sticks to the same rules. And that's why I'm going to be self-isolating until the 26th of July, Monday, the 26th of July.
So the Prime Minister is at Chequers, not a bad place to self-isolate, with a swimming pool and plenty of grounds. And he'll be doing a press conference this afternoon to try and explain to the country what the government is doing to deal with this extraordinary pandemic. So we've got now around 1.5 million people self-isolating, a staggering 500,000 were pinged in just 1 week alone. And you've got the boss of Iceland and the boss of Green King Pubs warning that they're having to close shops and shut pubs because they've got so many staff off.
And the Prime Minister has insisted he was already at Chequers when he got the notification. But on this pingdemic, Nicholas, I mean, the whole idea was that Freedom Day was supposed to see the country opening up. But if places are having to close down, it seems to be having the opposite effect.
Yeah, so the government seems to have contradictory policies here. So it's opening up the country by ditching all legal restrictions, but it's carrying on until August the 16th with the self-isolation rules if you're pinged. So this is really having a huge impact on the economy. This morning we had the CBI president, Lord Billimoria. He was saying it's crippling the economy at the moment in every sector.
But there are some places that are opening up. I don't know if you were clubbing all night, Nicholas, but the nightclubs certainly seemed to enjoy Freedom Day, didn't they?
Yes, certainly. But the young people have been out enjoying the clubs. Pubs are opening with fully and restaurants as well. Interestingly, if you look at the Tube and London buses, they didn't suggest that there'd been a rush back to the office this morning. So the government wanted a gradual return to the workplace, and it certainly seems that that is what is likely to happen.
Yeah, are people expecting there to be larger numbers of people going back to the office as the days and weeks progress then?
I suspect what we'll see is that the big return to the workplace will happen in September, provided that the epidemic or pandemic isn't completely out of control then. Most people take weeks off during the summer, so the number of workers will naturally go down in coming weeks, and then the country may return closer to normality in the autumn.
There's lots more on this story in the Evening Standard newspaper and online at standard.co.uk. Follow the live blog for breaking news. And that's the Leader podcast. Join us again tomorrow at 4 p.m.